Hey guys, this is Sean Terry. Well, you might know me from many different circles, mainly audiogames.net, or of course I've been on Twitter, Facebook, and all that stuff. But I thought I would put up an introductory message because, well, everybody else has to do it in order to be recognized, I guess. So, I'm going to do the same. You might recognize my name on here in other circles as well, namely Team Talk, because that's what I go by on there. But there's a story behind my username. Silky Dino Roar. It's a interesting name. And sorry for the Discord happenings. Just have some things going on. But anyway, Silky Dino Roar. Silky itself has been a big part of me since I was about 7 years old. I have cerebral palsy, and when I was seven, they had me go into surgery to see if things could get fixed. Well, unfortunately, that didn't really pan out so well. I still walk on my toes on my left foot, and I still have trouble walking. In fact, you know, now that I'm older, nearly 41 years old now, things have gotten worse. Plus, I had an incident in 2015 that caused even more of a decline in certain areas, unfortunately. But back to the Silky thing. When you're a kid and you're in recovery, you know, a lot of the time they'll give you toys or whatever just to make you feel happy, make you feel good, things like that. Well, I was given a dinosaur that was made out of nylon, and it, when you squeezed it, it made noise. Well, that's perfect for a blind child, right? Because it's something that feels good, it's something that makes noise, you know. And interestingly enough, the word, not silk, but silky, came into my mind just instantly, you know. And ever since then, I've always liked things made out of nylon. Sleeping bags, jackets, the windbreaker pants, the dino roars, you know, what have you. And it's just been a thing for me ever since. And believe me, people have tried to get me to not do all this and whatnot. Well, it's just something that you just can't let go of. And, sorry, Miss World in the background. I forgot to move the speech. But anyway, I don't know if it is an autistic thing. I don't know if it's just a security thing that I just can't let go of, because, you know, of course, as they say, you know, when you have surgery is one of the big traumatic things that, when done to a child, can be, yet again, traumatic. It can be, you know, hard. And so I don't know if it's that has kept that going or what, but I have all of the Dino Roars. The Stegosaurus, the Brontosaurus, the one with that long neck, and he's the biggest one of them all. Let's see, the T-Rex, the Pterodactyl, the Triceratops. Those are the big five. And then they made And I didn't even know this until a few years ago. They made tiny versions of the Triceratops, the T-Rex, and the Pterodactyl. And I love all the different sounds. They all have their own kind of unique noise. And you guys might recognize this sound if you've ever heard of it. I know one person that has one. In fact, he has the Triceratops. But do you remember this sound? I can make it do all kinds of stuff. You know, and, you know, it's, let's see, it's, it's made out of nylon, and I don't know, I still like it. I still, weirdly enough, still feel like a kid when it comes to this whole silky thing, and I don't know, I just can't let it go, and I don't ever want to, because I feel like it's just a big part of me, and, you know, it's something that makes me unique, I guess. Not really so unique, because I know some other people that like nylon things. In fact, a couple of my friends do, and they even call it silky, which is really interesting, because I thought I was the only one out there that did that kind of thing. But yeah, that's the whole story behind my nickname. So if it's weird, I'm sorry. But if you agree, like a lot of other people do, which I appreciate that they do, because I, you know, I've had flack about it. I've had people, you know, give me crap about it. You know, why do you say that? Why do you do that? Why are you're not acting like an adult? Well, you know, I'm me, and, well, what, should I change just because you don't like it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people have their own little quirks. Everybody has their own little thing, and that's mine. But anyway, you know, I thought I'd come up here and say hi to everybody. I've been listening to all kinds of audio on this website and definitely love a lot of it. Some of the skits are really, really good. I'm really impressed with them, the audio skits. Mr. Mallpaul over there, boy, he can make good skits, but he can also get very angry. Nah, but anyway, yes, I'm just about 41 years old. In fact, a little less than a month, and that'll happen. I'm very much an avid reader. I love to read, love to listen, and even play music. I have been playing drums since I was 8. I play keyboards, not very well because of my cerebral palsy, but I do. I have a project that I have been using Gemini to help me establish, and it has definitely come very, very far in the past 2 or 3 months, I would say. I'm very, very impressed with it, and that's my next upload. I hope to make a demo to show you guys just what AI can do. Some others have done the same. Brandon Cross, his BeamNG Talk stuff. Now that's pretty impressive. I'm very impressed with the fact that, you know, you can get Sappy to
system. Fluky Joe got 21 level 3 equipment.
Oh my god. Shut up! To read the telemetry stuff from that program, because it is very visual, apparently. You know, we have to use Golden Cursor with NVDA and OCR to navigate the menus and all that, and of course, you know, the tracks are, there's no audio cues, there's nothing. So just having telemetry TTS is freaking amazing. Now, buddy, if you can get the menus to talk, now that would be next level, bro. That would be awesome. But hopefully you can do that. That'd be great. Let's see. My project is it was going to just be a standalone map maker for audio games, you know. Whatever you make with the map editor, you could, you know, if you had the same abilities that are in these maps in your games program, then you could just drop the map in there and use it. But it has definitely turned into much more than just a map editor. I think it's really becoming its own game engine, to be honest with you. Because there's just so much you can do with it, and I will definitely show that off. I'm very, very proud of it. Very proud of it. And, you know, yeah, AI can mess up, of course. It's definitely a thing. It has happened to me many, many times. I have had to revert to earlier versions of my project quite a few times, and it's, you know, thank God I remembered to save every once in a while and back up my stuff. Now I've gotten into saving everything to GitStack, so that's another yay for me, because now I also can do that. I can revert via Git push and Git pull. So, man, there's just so much about this project that I don't know, man. If you guys ever remember the GDE, the game development environment, that Aaron, oh my gosh, I cannot remember his last name. Oh man. Anyway, he was from the UK.
Cody Pixel left channel. Cody Pixel logged.
You know, he was making a program that you could use to make games with, and then he was going to allow you to use those games on a device that he was in the process of prototyping, you know, turning into a real thing. Well, unfortunately, we haven't heard from him since 2021, I want to say. And so my you know, I've always wanted to make a game for the longest time, probably since 2006, 2007. And, you know, I don't know how to program. I have a big problem with remembering what punctuation goes where, how it's supposed to fit, you know, and depending on the language, that also depends on, you know, does it have indentation? Does it have if statements? Does it have an end if statement? Does it have else? Does it have this or that, you know? And I have a big problem with remembering what goes where. Well, when AI came about, you know, of course, you know, it's cool, you know, you can do this, you can do that. And then I was reading a whole bunch of stuff about programming that they were, you know, they were saying, well, you can do this with AI, you can program this. And I'm like, well, damn, if you can do that, well, then why don't I give it a try? So I've definitely been, I have Gemini Pro, and I've been using it constantly, over and over again, every day, hour after hour, just working on this project, and it has definitely pulled off. You know, I never, ever thought that things would become, you know, this far. It's really amazing what you can do. I mean, we're just really still just getting started. You know, yeah, we're at GPT-5. Gemini 3 is apparently slated to be coming out soon. But still, I mean, you see, 3 and 5, those are still really, really early numbers. You know, sure, even, you know, 1.5, 2.0 for Gemini, or GPT, I think even 2 could do some coding work. but now, I mean, it's just... boggles my mind. It really just boggles my mind that a computer, you know, you can say, can, you know, I want to do this, and I want to use this programming language, and this is how I want this part of the program to work. And it'll come back with, sure, and it'll give you methods and functions and this and that, and it... Man, I don't know. I could sit here and talk about this shit all day, because it's just that impressive to me. Like, but anyway, sorry for the ums and all that so much. I just am just trying to, I guess, speak what's on my mind. But I guess I'm gonna head off here now, for now, and see you guys in the next one.
Close Alt C. Stop Alt S.